mending broken parts. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, back to it on a KNZA. It's our final matchup here in this Big East League try. High school volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Captain Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Sandman with you. Two state-ranked teams to start the year. Two teams that are right now undefeated in early Big East League play. Duking it out here at Nemaha Central tonight. Thunder at 6-3 overall and 4-0 in league play, taking on the Houlton Wildcats, who come in at 8-1 overall and a perfect 3-0 in league play. So for right now, the number one spot in the Big East League standings up for grabs here tonight in the early portion of the 2025 season. Again, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman. Our first matchup tonight put together Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Sabetha actually had a pretty good rally late in that first set and upset the Thunders 27-25, but then the Thunder rolled from there, beating the Blue Jays in set 2, 25-13, and then set 3, 25-11. And then Houlton and Sabetha, our last matchup, that one much closer, but a two-setter for the Wildcats, 25-22 and 25-19. And now we get the number one spot up for grabs early on in the Big East League standing, as Nemaha Central again 4-0 in league play, and the Wildcats right now at 3-0. Last season, these two teams met on the floor on three separate occasions, and Nemaha Central won all three, as the Thunder went 3-0 against the Wildcats a year ago. Two of those three sets went to three sets, or two of those three matches went to three sets, is what I was trying to say there. But for as good as Nemaha Central has started here this season in league play, they have really had to put out a ton of turnover with two first-team All-State selections lost from last year. Hallie Holthouse, Callie Honeyman, a multiple other All-League selections. Zoe Sudbeck, Reagan Garrity, Cammie Dollinghouse. So it's a different Nemaha Central team. They're certainly going to be towards the top of this league. But just comparing to Houlton, Houlton had way less turnover from last season, and of course the Wildcats, a 4A state qualifier a year ago, going 29-14, while Nemaha Central, 42-7 in 2024, came up short in the 3A state title match, losing in straight sets to Halstead. So here we go, it's first place up for grabs here in the Big East League tonight. Good crowd on hand. Nemaha Central starting set one, far side of the floor. Students are loud and proud here, and as we sit in the stand, along with the patrons, Houlton in this opening set will hit it from near side to far side. Again, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman with you, excited for this last one here tonight. The Thunder at 6-3 overall, 4-0 in league play. Wildcats have won 8 of their first 9 matches. They are 8-1 and 3-0 inside the Big East League. It'll be the Blue Jays near side to far side to get things going here in this final matchup tonight. Here we go. First place in the league is on the line. The lefty in Mara Martin sends it across to the Wildcats. Here's the tap. Defended well by the Wildcats. Thunder resetting. It goes to Henry, and she buries it home for the Thunder 1-0 lead. Nice little fake by Honeyman. And on the backside, Henry with the big-time point for the Thunder. And a 1-0 Nemaha Central lead. They get their first opportunity to serve. It'll be the sophomore, Nola Sudbeck. Swings it through to the back line. Catherine's pushing it up front. Here's Keely Lynn on the spike. Diving on the back line. Holthouse kept it alive for Nemaha Central. Now Henry with her back to the net. Got it over on a free ball. Here's a tap down. And that one is in there just inside the line. Point for Emily Bitzler, the senior for the Houlton Wildcats. And a 1-1 tie here in set number one. All the students a little more amped up and on their feet for Nemaha Central here in this matchup. And first place on the line in the Big East League for this one. Nice diving effort by Thomas to keep that from being an ace. Nemaha couldn't get it over on a third try, though. Back to the net. Holthouse not enough on it from that back middle spot. And the Wildcats take a 2-1 lead. Finley Wilson, first team All-League a year ago. And I'm guessing she'll probably end up at that point here in 2025. Nemaha with the tap shot, batted up into the air by Martin. Now sent across, two hands by Wilson, but a diving effort by Holthouse to keep it alive, and NC gets it back across. They push it to Gilliland, putting it in the back right corner, and that one is a touch too strong, and it's a 2-2 tie here in this opening set. Pretty good look there for Holton, just couldn't quite keep it inside the line. Here's the junior, Allie Henry, to serve it, far side of the floor. 2-2 tie here in this opening set. Martin sets it up. Black with an opportunity, batted up into the air by Holthouse. Now they go back to Holthouse on the receiving end. It's well defended by Holton. Now Hamas hits it high. Third ball hit across. Holton resets. Phillips sets it up. Tap down. And it's well defended by Nemaha Central. Honeyman front middle. Part of that defensive effort. And the Thunder retake the lead. It is 3-2. Allie Henry, another serve. The junior, second on the team in kills, second on the team in blocks, coming into action tonight. They want to set it up for Chloe Black. She buries it and just barely got it in the line in that back left corner. Couldn't quite drop it anywhere closer. And Black giving the Wildcats the point there, and we're tied at 3-3. It is Ditzler back to serve here for the Wildcats. Sends it back middle. Popped up into the air by Natalie Hamas. Now front left, hit over by Hermish. Gilliland, they want to fake it out to Lassie. Black with a little finesse. Nemaha Central played it well. Uphouse had a good touch. And now this spike attempt by Macy Holthouse sails way too long and out of play. Into the second row of patrons, and the Wildcats take the lead back. Back-to-back points for them. It's now 4-3 here in set one. Ditzler, another serve. Sends it back middle. Kind of an awkward swing by Hamas to keep it in the air. Now Lassie, might have been a double hit there. No call, and the Wildcats are going to ultimately get a point there as Hamas, from her back middle libero position, couldn't quite save it. So now a 5-3 Holton lead here in this opening set. And Ditzler again, another serve here. Now it's going to be too strong, and a point for the Thunder. And it gets them to within 5-4. Subs in both ways. We will see Presley Phillips, a senior, in on the back line for Holton. And also back in, Kenzie Monier, the sophomore up front for Nemaha Central. Back to serve here for the Thunder, another sophomore, and Kennedy Carlson. Thunder team had as much turnover as anybody in the league with the senior class, the decorated senior class that they lost. Trying to stay undefeated in league play. Here's Chloe Black fading back. Had a little bit of English on it, but somehow the Thunder getting it back across. Here's Wilson up to Black. There's the spike and a diving effort on the back line by Natalie Hamas to keep it alive. Now they want Lassie middle of the floor. Thunder tip it up in the air. Nice job by Monier. JV ball comes soaring in, and I think they stop play. Or did they let it go? I think they're going to give Nemaha the point here. Boy, awkward timing there with that JV ball come soaring in there. But it just ended with Holton getting the point. They lead 6-4 on the spike. Nemaha sets it up far side and kind of a late awkward jump. And I think they're going to blow it dead up against the net was Emma Hermish. So a little sluggish here for Nemaha Central these last couple points, and it's now 7-4. Holton back-to-back points and also rattled off 5 of the last 6. As Kinley Fluke will serve it, and a touch too strong. A service error gives Nemaha a point, now 7-5. Thunder trailing by 2 in this opening set, and we'll get it back with the serve, and junior Emma Herman sends it across to Wilson, puts it up in the air to Fluke. Now the set to Martin, her spike attempt, and Natalie Hamas played it well on the back line. Holthouse gets it across, Black with a diving effort. Martin gets a left-handed crack at it, and she buries it in the back right corner. Mara Martin with the kill shot, the senior. And the Wildcats lead is 3 again. It's 8-5. Both these teams athletic on the back lines. Chloe Black, the sophomore, with the serve. And trying to get it back across and into the net. Point for the Wildcats. So it was a near ace. And then finally on a third try, Holthouse got a good look at the front of the net. Late on the jump, she buried it right into the net. Now 9-5. The Holton lead is 4. Another serve by Black. Pushed up by Carlson. And there's a spike attempt put down by Nola Sudbeck. Nemaha emphatic on that point. 9-6. Thunder trailing by 3. In this opening set, they'll get the serve back. It'll be Macy Holthouse. Holthouse entered tonight team leader in kills at 40. She has added to that for sure at a 33% kill race. Here's Wilson on a one-handed slap. Thomas, the back line, keeping it alive. Middle of the floor, Monier gets one down. Fluke was there to dig it out. And now front left to Wilson, tipped in the air. Another opportunity, and a free ball by Henry sent over, out of play. Good job by Wilson to keep her hands off of it. And a point for the Wildcats to make it 10-6. Holton subs in both ways.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sebepa. I am welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sebepa for over 53 years.
Hello, my name is Sarah Jean Roki, and I am a chiropractic assistant at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about the work I get to do because I get to connect with people and I have the opportunity to educate them on how to live a healthier and more fulfilling life. Because of this passion for health, I am also studying to become a health and wellness coach. I look forward to meeting you and working with you. We are here in Sebepa, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get your appointment today.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask Rental Department, as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Suicide impacts all of us. It's the third leading cause of death among young people and continues to rise in our older population. We can no longer allow this illness to remain hidden. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we are committed to supporting prevention and providing resources year-round for our friends, neighbors, and families who have been touched by loss. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is a perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody. This is Kurt with you, and we're having some technical difficulties, just like me trying to talk here. So we're going to get another spot in here and try to get back over to Brandon to the game there in Seneca.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit umb.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to announce the newest member of our general surgery team, Dr. Samuel Bruna. Dr. Bruna is passionate about rural medicine and dedicated to serving our community. He specializes in a wide range of surgical procedures, bringing compassionate and expert care right here to Sabetha. To learn more about Dr. Bruna and the surgical services offered at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit SabethaHospital.com. That's SabethaHospital.com. Sabetha Community Hospital, your health, our community.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Set number one continues here for Nemaha Central and Holton. Right now the Wildcats 19-15. Thunder on a little bit of a run here. Four of the last five. On the way of the Thunder, they're right back in this thing. Tinley Wilson gets teed up. It is well defended by Allie Henry. And Nemaha having to get it back over with Sunbeck. Now it's high into the air. Miscommunication on that Wildcat back line. And the Thunder within three now. It is 19-16, five of the last six have been scored by Nemaha Central after Holton had kind of a grasp on this first set in the middle portion. Another serve for Nemaha Central, far side to near side. Kind of an awkward set there, batted down by the Thunder front line. Fluke sends it Wilson's way. Her spike down and hit back across by Henry on the deflection. Fluke again, middle of the floor. Ditzler gets an opportunity at it. And on a second chance, just pushes it back over. Here's Henry, middle of the floor, right to Black on the back line. Fluke over to Wilson for Holton, and she buries it home. Good rally between the two. Finally put away by Tinley Wilson. And a big point there. It's back to a four-point advantage. It's 20-16. Wildcats and Thunder here looking for that top spot in the Big East in the standings. The winner will grab that spot here for the victory tonight. Thomas on the dig after the Holton serve. They fake it to Honeyman. Now Henry spike, batted in the air. Holton resets. Martin left side to Wilson into the back right corner. Somehow Henry got one hand on it and a couple of one-handed smacks by Nemaha Central getting it back across. Thomas the diving effort. They push it back to Henry, tapping it. Ditzler a chance. Now Thomas and a whistle. And they're going to give the point to Holton as the violation against Nemaha Central. Back-to-back here for Holton. And their lead is five late in this opening set at 21-16. Key stretch here. Martin will serve the senior. Sends it across with the left hand. Reaching out is Thomas. They want Henry front of the net. And the back line for Holton saving. Middle of the floor. Black sends it across. Holthouse gets it up in the air. Now Henry a third try. Lofts it with a high one-handed shot. Now Ditzler front of the floor. Pushed up into the air that time. And sent back across by Uphouse on a third try for Nemaha Central. They want Tinley again. Left side. It ricochets off the pole. And it's going to be a point for the Wildcats. That side pole that sticks up. And it's now 22-16 in favor of the Wildcats. Three straight for them. Timeout Nemaha Central. We'll take a tie 30 back after this here on KNZA. We'll keep it right here. Beg your pardon as we're going into a crucial point here in this first set. Holton and Nemaha Central right now, the Wildcats, a 22-16 advantage. They have rattled off three consecutive points. So the Wildcats trying to close out this opening set victory here on the road. Hostile environment. Two undefeated teams early on in league play. Nemaha Central won the first ever Big East League title in 2024 and want to keep that spot up for grabs. But the Thunder, again, a lot of turnover from their team last year that won 42 games and made it all the way to the state championship in the 3A classification. But Holton certainly seemed to reckon with in 4A. 22-16, Holton out of the timeout. Nemaha Central sets it up for Sunbeck, and she buries it. Martin had a chance on that back right portion of the line. On a point for Nemaha Central out of the timeout. They're within 22-17. Sophomore Sudbeck back to serve. Third on the team in kills coming into tonight's action. And middle of the floor sends it across with the right hand. Holton pushing it front of the floor. Martin to Ditzler. Tipped in the air. And now a stoppage in play. And the violation against Nemaha Central gives Holton the point. And the lead for the Wildcats at 23-17. And that's now back to serve. It will be the outside hitter in Finley Wilson. Wilson trying to put a hammer lock on this first set here for Holton on the road. Taps across on a second hit. Little communication error. Left side, Chloe Black got an opportunity. Buried it off the hands of Honeyman. And down for the point. And it's set point now for Holton. 24-17. They lead it by a touchdown here on the road. Be an impressive kind of rally here is Nemaha Central. Had a lead early on in this set. And Nemaha Central, they got to go on a run here. Henry Spike defended well, and down it goes for the Holton win. It was Chloe Black and Emily Ditzler on the defensive effort. And Holton takes set one, 25-17. And a chance now, again, first place on the line here in the Big East. And the Wildcats take set one against Nemaha Central, 25-17. Step aside for 2 minutes. Set two action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Frontier Bank offers an array of banking services to families, farmers, businesses, and investors. From young families buying their first home, to a farmer who'd like to expand his operation, you've got your eye on the bottom line, and our bottom line is you. In everything we do and every service we offer, our only concern is you. Stop by and talk to one of our experienced bankers today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Nemaha Central High School, getting ready for set number two in this Big East heavyweight volleyball match, as Nemaha Central going to need set number two as the Wildcats of Houlton victorious in the opening set 25-17, and a run at the end of it for Houlton after it was pretty much dead even throughout. Houlton comes back with a stretch of six of the last 7 points going their way as they get the win again, 25-17 over Nemaha Central in set number one. Sabetha 0-2 tonight, Nemaha Central and Houlton, both victories over the Blue Jays, and now these two undefeated in league play. Sole possession of first place up for grabs with the winner in this one. Still very early, a lot of league matches still to be played, but at least through the first couple of weeks, one of these two teams going to separate themselves, at least for the short time being, atop the standings, depending on what happens tonight. But right now, Houlton the advantage, winning that first set 25-17. We switch sides of the floor, and it will be Brooklyn Uphouse to serve it up here for Nemaha Central as we're getting going here with set number two. Here's the serve by Henry, near side to far side, and set two is underway. Set it up for Ditzler. Thomas with the dig. Here's the set. Here's the spike. Another good play defensively by Tenley Wilson for Houlton. They push it to Henry left side. Her spike dug up by Catherine to libero for Houlton. Now it's a battle at the front lines, and it's won middle of the floor by Houlton. Ultimately tapped down by Ditzler. And it's a 1-0 start here for Houlton. Tenley Wilson will serve far side to near side. Wildcats are 8-1 overall, 3-0 in league play. Nemaha Central 6-3 and 4-0. That's across, nicely done. Point for Nemaha Central. The little hezzy there by Brooklyn Uphouse. And a 1-1 tie here early on in set two. Looked like she was going for the spike. Gave that little finesse touch with the two hands. Nola Sudbeck to serve. A 1-1 tie here in set two. Must have for Nemaha Central. It was a near ace, and it's going to be an ace for Nola Sudbeck. A 2-1 Nemaha Central lead. She had five aces coming into tonight's action. She adds another one there. A 2-1 Nemaha Central lead. Set number two, they need it. Houlton won the first set, 25-17. Here's Catherine batting it up in the air. Chloe Black gets a great look at it, and she puts one home. Chloe Black, the sophomore, third on the team in kills a year ago with 196. Ties the second set up here at 2-2. Nemaha Central on the attack. They set it up for Henry. Her spike is too long. Bump set spike. Everything good but the spike. And Houlton retakes the lead. It's 3-2. Another serve coming up here for Ditzler. Sends it across, back middle to Hamas. They set it up, and now left on the back line. Holton played it well defensively. Now Black gets a look at it. Batted up in the air by Uphouse. And now a free ball sent across, pushed across by Emma Hermisch. Now Holton wants to set it up for Black again. Tipped up by the front line. Nemaha diving to save it was Macy Holthouse. Now a great opportunity here, and it hits off the hands of Martin on the back line. And fortunate there, Nemaha Central going to get the point. And it's tied at 3-3. Hermisch with the delivery. Would have been long if Martin was able to get her hand away from it. Could not do so. We're deadlocked at 3-3, set 2. Serve across by Henry. Martin sets it up. Lassie casual with the touch on the third try with the right hand. Now Honeyman middle of the floor. Goes back center. Wilson sets it up. Chloe Black spikes. Tipped in the air. Henry's got the dig. And the tap across there. Not faking out. The Holton front line was Uphouse. Good rally here. Uphouse can't get there. A missed hit on the front line. Went in the wrong direction. Good rally between the two, but Holton gets the point. And their lead is 4-3. Holton, the set one win at 25-17. A slender lead here early, set two at 4-3. And back to serve Kinley Fluke, junior for the Wildcats. And head coach, Nemaha Central, Jessica Cook, talking to one of the officials and making sure the substitution is correct as Natalie Hamas comes in and Allie Henry goes out. So here we go. Here's Fluke on the serve. 4-3 is the Holton lead here in set two. They push it far side of the floor. Holthouse spike, and it's out of play. Boy, set it up beautifully, but the Wildcats get the point on the miss hit. I'm A.C. Holthouse. Two straight for the last five have gone to the road team. Wildcats, they lead at 5-3. And right when I say that, a service error by Fluke hits it too strong, and now it's 5-4. Subs rotating in. Kinsey Monier back in on the front lines. We'll see Kennedy Carlson back in to serve for Nemaha Central. Lassie on that front line for the Wildcats. A 5-4 Holton lead here, set two. They took the first set 25-17. First place in the Big East up for grabs. Lassie with the spike. Lassie with the delivery. Becca Lassie, the junior wearing jersey number 55, middle of the floor, buries one home. And the Holton lead grows to 6-4. Chloe Black, the sophomore, will serve it. Down to a knee, Natalie Hammond. Over to her younger sister, Grace, who gets it back across. Black up front. And now batted into the air by Martin somehow. Holton got it back over across, and now Monier had an opportunity, couldn't finish. Nemaha now with Hermisch, gets it back across, diving effort by Holton's back line. They can't get there. Hermisch the point for Nemaha Central, and the Thunder within 6-5. Quickly back onto the floor, Nola Sudbeck and Grace Thomas, the libero, quick breather for Nemaha Central. Emma Hermisch will serve, she'll send it across, Graze the top of the line, and it's going to be an ace. Just barely off the top of the net. Lassie had to kind of readjust her hands, and the hit off the readjust, not good. We're tied at 6-6. A must-have for Nemaha Central here after dropping the first set, 25-17. Here's Fluke setting it up. Tenley, Wilson, yes, please. Fluke the assist, Wilson the kill. That was too easy, 7-6. Holton back in front. And Emily Ditzler back in on the front line. Bailey Catherines will serve for the Wildcats. A 7-6 Wildcats lead here in set two. Both teams undefeated early on in league play. Nemaha sets it up. Carlson, left side, left-handed tap. Fluke got a hand on it. And able to tap it down. Nemaha Central, defensive effort by Sudbeck, earning the point. Knotted up again, this time 7-7. We've been tied at 3, we've been tied at 6, we've been tied at 7. And back to serve, Macy Holthouse here for Nemaha Central. Both these teams ranked from the KVA to start the year. Here's Tenley Wilson, left hand, finesse, defended well. Good job there by Sudbeck. And now a spike attempt is off the netting there. And on the wrong side of it was Allie Henry. And a point for the Wildcats. They retake the lead, it's 8-7. And we'll see Martin back to serve for the Wildcats. The lefty spins it in the right, swings the left arm through. Sudbeck pops up into the air. They want Henry on the spike, and it is buried in the back right corner. Chloe Black got her hands underneath it, but awkward off the deflection. And Henry, the big-time kill shot, 8-8. We're tied again as we continue on here in set number two. Brooklyn Uphouse back to serve. Looking towards her sideline, sends it across. And an awkward hit on the back line. Martin able to keep it alive. Good job there. Seemaha resets. They push it far side of the floor, and a kill shot down for Nola Sudbeck. Off the hands of Marley Gilliland, the defensive effort for the Wildcats. And Seemaha Central, they take the lead. It is 9-8. Wildcats won the first set 25-17, scoring 6 of the last 7 points to pull away for that set 1 victory. This one has been back and forth early on set 2. Another serve by Uphouse. Little scramble to the front of the net. Good tap. Good save there by Holthouse. Now it goes high in the air. Now Hamas underhands it across. Third try for Seemaha Central. One at far side for Tinley Wilson. And down it goes. But a point for Seemaha Central. Well defended up front by Honeyman and crew. And now 10-8, the Seemaha Central lead, as they have scored 3 straight and 4 of the last 5. Another serve by Uphouse. They want to set it up here, front left for Wilson, and she gets one back for the Wildcats. Tough one to defend. Ricochets off Sunbeck's left hand and out of play. And Holton within one. It is 10-9. This will be Wilson back to serve it up here, middle of the floor, far side to near side for Holton. Sends it back left. Honeyman pops it into the air. Now pushed towards Henry. She'll put it down, but can't get it across the net. Leaning back on that spike attempt, never a good thing. And you saw the result there. As it is now a 10-10 tie. We've had some scoreboard issues tonight. I think they're trying to readjust that score. And now back to it. Wilson gets it to Black, gets it across, batted up in the air by Holthouse. Now from the back row, Holthouse dives and sends one across and unable to handle it on the back lines is Catherine, and that gives Seemaha Central. Now let's see the score. We had it at 10-10, and I think, again, we're having some score issues here. I think we're just confirming. It is 11-10, Holton. Thumbs up by the coaches. We're back to it. Here's Catherine, pops it up, and a little battle here at the net. Honeyman a chance. There's a spike, and sailing it too long. It was missed hit by Emma Hermish. So now the lead at 2 for Holton at 12-10. Seemaha Central, they need this one. Holton won the first set 25-17. Hamas up front to Uphouse. Now a dandy of a spike. Hamas gets a right hand on it. Too many hits. And that'll stop play and award the Wildcats that point. We're bouncing around like a pinball back there. And one too many cracks at it. And we get a timeout on the floor. Holton on a run here. They lead set 2, 13-10. Looking for a sweep and first place in the Big East. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final matchup here at Seemaha Central tonight. Thunder and Holton. We're in set 2 right now. Holton won the first set 25-17. Wildcats, before that timeout, rattled off 5 straight points and lead it 13-10. First place on the line here in the Big East early on this season. Both teams undefeated. Thunder 4-0, Wildcats 3-0. Here are the Wildcats on the attack, and Chloe Black doing it big, putting it away. All the momentum right now for Holton. Their lead is 14-10. That was a massive kill shot by the sophomore outside hitter, Chloe Black. Back to serve, Dissler sends it middle of the floor. Hamas down to a knee. Uphouse sets it up for Honeyman. Her spike. Good dig on the back line there by Dissler. And now Holton scrambling. Too many bodies scurried away from it. That's just miscommunication. Nemaha Central needed that. That stops a run of six consecutive Holton points. And the lead for the Wildcats now 14-11. Thunder get the serve back with Allie Henry. Junior tees it up, sends it over. Boy, dip down. Lassie able to get a hand on it. And now Imberly Allen, who's into the game now for Holton. Haven't called her name yet, but she's on that front line. Made a nice play. Nice diving effort by Presley Phillips. And now Chloe Black rejected at the net. Gets another touch. Nemaha has it on their side. And Uphouse has to send it over on a free ball. Now they want to set it up here for Allen, just pushing it over with two hands. Uphouse sets it up back way for Honeyman. Defended well. Lassie getting it done for Holton on the defense. The rejection in the middle of the floor. Honeyman got set up nicely by Uphouse, but Lassie, the defensive efforts, and the lead back to four for Holton. 15-11 here in set two. Holton trying to sweep here tonight. Nemaha Central beat Sabetha in the opener, but it took three sets. Holton swept the Blue Jays in the last matchup, but it was close for sure, and now another miss hit by Nemaha Central. And it's 16-11. This is a big stretch here for the Wildcats. And what is a must-win here for the Thunder? And that one is just out on the serve. A near ace by Finley Wilson, but a good job by the back line for NC to let it go. It's now 16-12. Kinsey Monier back in on the front line, joining Holthouse. And Courtney Stahlbaumer, who is into the game as well here. So both these teams have gone a little bit deeper into their benches tonight, more so than the first matchup against the Blue Jays. Here's Chloe Black from the back left spot. She kind of ran up on it, gets back to her spot. Nemaha pushing it over on a free ball. Now Wilson, now Fluke, now Lassie. Defended well by Monier, and she gets the blocking point for Nemaha Central. 16-13, Thunder down three. They get the serve back. Sudbeck checking back in. Replacing Stahlbaumer. And now the serve coming up here by Kennedy Carlson. Holton 16, Nemaha Central 13, set number two. Wildcats captured the first set 25-17, so a must win here for NC to force a winner take all set number Trey. Now we get a stop in the action here as the officials are now going to huddle up. Off the stand here. I'm not sure what the pause in the action is. I think had something to do with Nemaha Central's rotation. And they get Stahlbaumer back in up front. And they send Sudbeck back to the seat. So it had something to do with the Thunder rotation. And because of that, they're going to give the Wildcats a point. And it's 17-13. Wildcats with the lead. They get the serve back. That's a big swing there. Here's Chloe Black to serve it. Thomas going down to get it. Carlson sets it up. There's the spike by Monier, and she cleans it up. Trying to rile up her teammate, Kinsey Monier. 17-14, NC down three. They get the serve back with sophomore Macy Holtown. Another rotation here on this front line for Nemaha Central. Stahlbaumer standing by Coach Cook. Looks like she will go out. Henry's back in. Holthouse set to serve, and now it's into the hands of Grace Thomas. Certainly some issues here with the rotations for both teams. So another pause in the action here. 17-14, Holton, set two. Nemaha Central needs this one. Wildcats won the first set 25-17, so Thomas will serve. And now a stop right after the serve. Not sure of the stoppage here. Well, we have certainly affected the flow of this second set right now. So we're going to retry this again. Thomas will serve it. 17-14, Holton here in set two. Looking for the sweep. They want Finley Wilson leaning back, and she buries it for the kill. That would have been a tough play for Nola Sudbeck. Got her hands up under it, but popped it up in the air, and it went the wrong direction. Wilson's been great tonight. 18-14 Wildcats. Catherine's back to serve here for Holton. 18-14. They look for the sweep and first place in the league. Here's the serve. Thomas to dig. Here's the set. Pushed up in the air by Carlson. And it's launched down. The point for Nola Sudbeck. Boy, Holton nearly had a wild send back on three straight ricochets, but did not get back over. 18-15. Sudbeck the point. Nemahant down three. Holthaus again, another opportunity to serve, and once again getting a pause in the action for the rotation. So here we go. 18-15, finally back to it, and a service there. Holthaus goes right into the net, and I talked about just kind of momentum of this set with the pauses in the action recently. That could have been an issue for Holthaus there on the serve. It is 19-15 Holton. Back to serve is Martin. The lefty sends it across. Up in the air by Sudbeck on the dig. It is set up. Henry's spike is too strong and long. Wildcats another point. It's 20-15. Trying to sweep it here on the road. This would be an impressive victory. We'll see it after a timeout. 30-second variety. Holton 20, Nemahant Central 15. It is set number two in our final matchup of the night. We're back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Bart Keller here at Farm and City Supply, your grilling headquarters. Come on in and take a look at our great new line of Rectech grills and smokers. We've got four models in stock to choose from, along with the first ever pellet griddle. Also, we have a good selection of Blackstone grills, Weber grills, and the ever-famous heavy-duty Blazin' grill made in Beatrice, Nebraska. So come on in, check us out, the best selection around. Farm and City Supply will keep you grilling.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So the Holton Wildcats trying to gain early sole possession in the Big East volleyball standings. Right now they have Nemahant Central on the ropes after winning set one, 25-17. Out of the timeout, Wildcats with the serve, leading this second set 20-15. Out of the timeout, Martin with the serve for Holton. Nemahant settling with the dig. There's the set and the spike by Monier. Somehow barely found the corner on the back left side. It looked long from the jump, but it just caught a piece of the gray line, and that is a desperately needed point for Kinsey Monier and Nemahant Central out of the timeout to make it 20-16. Thunder down four in a must-win. Set number two, Brooklyn Uphouse will serve it. Sends it back line. Catherine to dig. Here's the set. Wilson the spike into the net. Point Nemahant Central. The setup was not great, was kind of leaning over the out-of-bounds line and hit the side pole. But back-to-back points for the Thunder out of the timeout. They're within 20-17. Another serve by Uphouse, and it's going to be an ace. Thunder right back in this thing with three consecutive points, and the Wildcats want to talk it over. Timeout on the floor. Three straight points for the Thunder. They're down 20-18 here in set number two. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeout utilized by Holton after Nemahant Central rattled off three consecutive points here in this second set. The Wildcats lead is trimmed to 20-18. Wildcats looking for the sweep. Nemahant Central looking for a third and final set here tonight. Out of the timeout, there's the Nemahant Central serve by Uphouse. They want it for Tenley Wilson. Batted down. But the defense not quite there where it needed to be. And Wilson out of the timeout, a much-needed point there for Holton to get the lead back to three at 21-18. These two teams undefeated in league play. Sole possession of first on the line with this winner tonight. Here's Honeyman on a spike, and he just airmailed it into the ground. A miss hit by Honeyman. Back-to-back points for Holton out of the timeout, and the lead is 22-18. Thunder need one more push. Thomas on the dig. There's the set. The Sudbeck spike, and it's in there. Thunder get one back, 22-19, on the finish by Sudbeck. And back to serve will be Sudbeck, the sophomore. Third on the team in kills this season, entering tonight's action. That number was at 34 before play tonight. She has added to that for sure. Big serve across, 22-19. Holton trying to close this one out. Here's Chloe Black, and she delivers a big cocktail shot. Chloe Black, the sophomore, super athletic finish there. 23-19, Holton. Thunder need one more push here. Wildcats trying to close this baby out. Trying to go 2-0 on the night, stay undefeated in league play. Thomas on the dig. Here's the set by Uphouse. Instead, send it across. And it's going to be a lift against the Wildcats. Point, Nemaha Central. 23-20, Holton here in set two. Thunder need to rally here. Holton won the first set, 25-17. The junior, Allie Henry, will serve. And this could be an ace. It hits up off the rafters. Somehow it was put up again by Martin, and Gilliland able to get it over on a free ball. Here's a chance for Nemaha Central. And they get it to go. Point. I believe that was Courtney Stahlbomber who got a hand on it. And it's 23-21. Back-to-back points for the Thunder. Holton trying to close this thing out. Thunder hoping for one more set and a winner-take-all game three. Here's the dig. Here's the set. Back middle. It's put up by Wilson. Deflected off the back line. And it's match point now for Holton. Thomas tried everything she could to save that one. The back middle row, Tinley Wilson killed it home. 24-21, match point for Holton. Natalie Thomas will sub in back middle row. Her sister, younger sister Grace Libero, to her left. It is match point here for Holton. But Fluke, that is, again, Kenley Fluke on the serve. She went right into the net and gave a free point there to the Thunder. It's 24-22. Still match point here for Holton, but Nemaha Central getting the serve back. It is up to Kennedy Carlson to make sure to get it up and over. 24-22, Holton in set two, trying to win this thing. And served by Carlson, got it up. Bumped up by Phillips. Awkward set, awkward angle, and it's 24-23. That one just all out of sorts for the Wildcats after that serve. Do we need extra? Still match point, 24-23, Holton. They get it, they'll win it. Here's the bump. Here's the set by Fluke. Lassie with the tap. Batted in the air. Carlson keeping it alive. Got to get it over on a free ball. They do. Tinley Wilson back to it. Fluke wants to set it up for Chloe Black. She buries it. And that's your ball game. Chloe Black. 25-23, Holton. And the Thunder going to drop their first league match here in 2025. That was an incredible finish. And Holton earns the sweep, and they go to 4-0 in league play. And Nemaha drops their first match in league play. They are 4-1. A quick timeout. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Hello, Martial Arts needs your help to color our dragon. Your artwork will help us circle our school with the longest dragon body possible. Print out a section from our website, hellomartialarts.com, color it, and bring it to the board breakathon, Saturday, September 13th. Enjoy a free lunch, take part in our bully defense program, and cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. That's the board breakathon, Saturday, September 13th, at Hello Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Fall City.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on KNZA. Boy, it was a dandy of a triangular here tonight. Big East League Volleyball. Final matchup, two teams undefeated in league play, but one team taking their first L in the Big East. That was the home team, Nemaha Central Thunder. They are swept by Holton in the final matchup this evening. It was 25-17, 25-23, and Holton out to an impressive start here in 2025. The Wildcats improving to 9-1 overall. Stay undefeated in league play. The Wildcats at 4-0. Nemaha Central, they dropped to 6-4 overall. And that stops a five-match winning streak for the Thunder. So the record for NC, 6-4, but now 4-1 in league play. So that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight. Appreciate everyone. Kirk Kilman in studio. Of course, I'm Brandon Tabman. Our finals, and then getting set for both of these teams. All right, let's please go through what these teams have up next. So Sabetha on Saturday, we saw them in the first two. Sabetha will be right back here in Seneca Saturday. Nemaha Central hosting a tournament this weekend. Holton will have a home try next week, and then a week from Saturday, September 20th, they will be at the Rossville tournament. So that's just a little look ahead for these three teams after tonight's action. So again, Holton goes 2-0, takes sole possession of first place in the league. Nemaha Central at 1-1. Sabetha goes 0-2. Finals again here in Seneca tonight. Nemaha Central over Sabetha, 25-27, 25-13, 25-11. Holton over Sabetha, 25-22, 25-19. And then the final one tonight, Holton over Nemaha, 25-17 and 25-23. For Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for tuning in to High School Volleyball here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Oh, yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, just keep me in the